morning, science. My name is Alexandra Magold, and today I am thrilled to welcome Marianne Snow, a true innovator, shaping the future of both biotech and remote work. As CEO and co-founder of Eskra Biotech, Marianne is leading the development of groundbreaking DNA-inspired nanotechnologies, addressing tough medical challenges like central nervous system disorders and solid tumors. Her company's achievements include a NASA grant for space-based manufacturing and participation in the prestigious Mass Challenge Accelerator. Marianne is also a best-selling author and founder of the Remote Nation Institute, where she's revolutionized how organizations thrive in a virtual work environment. Marianne, with all of this, what are the moments when you feel, this is it, I was born to do this, this is my thing, bring it on?
So, first of all, Alexandra, that was a lovely introduction, and you've made me blush. And thank you very much. I know it probably sounds bigger than it is. Mostly that has been a lot of really hard work and thinking through some of the real life problems that we have to deal with on a routine basis. And to be really honest with you, I think that part of what has happened in my career is when opportunities arise, just saying yes, right? Sure, we'll give that a try. Yes, we'll test that out. And that has been the framework for what has allowed me to be introduced to distributed teamwork or remote teamwork or however you want to describe it. We really think of it as working together with many people who you don't share a space with, right? You're not sitting in the same geography. And ironically, I've been doing that since the 90s. So for me, this is a long time ago. It's pre-COVID. It's when the technology was quite rudimentary. So very fundamentally different in terms of how we communicated. So I feel like the COVID experience has elevated, first of all, people's appetite, but also just acknowledgement of the fact that this kind of work has existed for a really long time. And then that has really allowed us to be able to move things forward with our life science company, Eskra, because when you are building new drugs, this is, particularly in today's world, this is not something that just one team can do together. Generally, you're working in multidisciplined areas. And then the fact that we were given an unprecedented opportunity to do that in low Earth orbit through NASA, through the International Space Station, through our private space partners, Axiom Space, Space Tango, and various other companies that we work with. Now I am working in the ultimate distributed team, right? I'm actually working on solving big science problems with people who are not only on multiple continents in multiple industries and multiple science disciplines, but also we work with astronauts on the International Space Station. And so oftentimes I'm pinching myself because I can hardly believe sometimes all of the progress that we're making as a result, but also all the opportunities that it affords us.
If you had the opportunity to time travel 1,000 years into the future and Google still existed, let's allow for that. What would be one of the first things you'd want to know? What would you Google?
Yeah, and whether it's Google or some iteration,
of course.
I think that, I think that we're definitely addicted to it now, so it will never go away. It will just continue to iterate, right? I think the thing that I would be Googling is I would be Googling advancements in medicine, right? And one of the things that we're particularly interested in is we're looking at conditions like solid tumor cancers, whether it's triple negative breast cancer or whether it's bone cancer, but tumors that are particularly aggressive but also hard to treat because they've got small pore size, they're hard to penetrate. And I would be looking at, okay, have we actually eliminated? Have we, first of all, found a root cause, and have we been able to eliminate? But the other piece is very often, Alexandra, the treatment's worse than the disease with side effects and things like that. So we're looking at a delivery system that can encapsulate a cargo and precision deliver it, but also reduce the systemic exposure, because we think the current methodologies, while they're what we have and that they're the only efficacious option at the moment, we think that in 1,000 years, this stuff has to be completely eradicated, right? That we should be looking at a whole different paradigm for how to approach health and longevity and quality of life and those sorts of things. That would be my hope.
Absolutely. Yes. So if any investors are watching this, you can find the contact details on the website in connection with this interview. And if you want to be a part of that, now is the time. Marianne,
Now's
thank you
the
so much. What a wonderful interview. I really appreciate it.